This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Boys are back together in studio. First time in a little while. Obviously, Christmas break. A lot of people traveling. Damn, it's nice driving around this city during the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Man. Yeah, man.
Just chill.
I left home yesterday. I think it was like 9:05. And I was getting off at Independence at 9:29.
That's cruising.
Dude, you know, I probably did do a little faster than with the, it said 70, and everybody kept passing me, so I decided to ride with them.
You were chilling.
You know, so if when you're doing 70 and they just pass by you like standing still, you say, hell with it, I'll go 80.
Right. You know? Obviously, you know, we got the Commanders gearing up for this week 18 game against the Eagles. It's going to be a weird, funky game for Washington this week because you don't know who Philly's going to play, who they're not going to play, etc. I don't know. It's a 4:30 game. What's your plan to get up there now? Are you just going up that morning? Or are you still going
Saturday?
No, I'm going
to go up there Saturday. I don't want to have to be dealing. I'm not roosting. I'm not going to start up that morning and all of a sudden complain about how long it took me to get there. I'm going the day before. But like for me, though, Jay, I think if you look at the game last night, Atlanta against all the Rams, Atlanta had nothing to really to play for, okay?
They're playing well down the stretch.
But they balled their ass off,
yeah.
Okay? The Rams are fluctuating between 5 and 6 seed.
Right.
But the Rams could have won that game last night and put themselves in a much better situation. And also, they can be feeling better about themselves. They have to be a little concerned about some stuff right now because they have not played good down the stretch.
They've lost two in a row now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I just think, like, when I hear people saying you have nothing to play for, every time you step on a football field, there's something to play for. It may not be what you want me to play for, but everybody always has something to play for. And I'm sure Atlanta, their guys on that team are feeling damn good about themselves.
Well, I think there's a few things, right? If you looked at that game last night, so you'll laugh at this. I went into my fantasy championship this past weekend. I had a 7-8-point lead last night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any players left, and he had won Bijan Robinson.
Oh, yet. So he beat you.
What I appreciated, and I've been fighting a little cold, so I wanted to go to bed early. I rarely do that. I had one of your hot toddies. Like I was last night was a self-care night to try to get my my coughing under control. And Bijan scored early, and our friend Danny Frank, I was talking to him early in the day about my fantasy matchup. He's like, good news is you can go to bed now. I was like, yes, I can. I ended up checking my fantasy matchup, which was very close. The final score after Bijan did his thing, 132-96. Bijan went for 40 last night. 42.
Bruh, he balled out. The 93 yarder, he was just scooting out. But
he can play, man.
Big boy, what's the dude, Verse? Big boy was rolling too.
I have never seen a
block field goal bounce right back into the person's hand like that.
That dude's a stud.
He's good, man.
Perhaps the most, I don't know that I want to say shocking because I don't want to overstate it, but it was a play that ended up in a Falcons first down. It was a third down. I want to say he ended up throwing to Pitts. Kirk threw to Pitts to connect for the first down. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel Forbes made the most physical tackle I've ever seen him make. Did you see that? Probably first quarter, maybe second quarter.
I think I remember which one you're talking about.
It was exactly, I mean, it was a pure form tackle. Like he came up, drove his shoulder, picked the legs. It was impressive, man. And to your point about the Rams, I think we've seen McVay do this where, like, Devontae Adams looked like he could have gone last night, and they're just going to rest him. I think L.A. won't play anybody next week. Mm-hmm. McVay doesn't play anybody in the preseason. I think he just focuses on having his guys ready for the playoffs. So we'll see if L.A.'s the team that looked like the best in the league for a couple months there, or if they're this team. They've now lost two in a row. I think with Atlanta, dude, I think you've got a combination of two factors. Mm-hmm. One, I think those guys are playing for Raheem Morris down the stretch.
Hell yeah.
I think they like Ra and want him to remain as coach. And I think they're now, the worst they're going to finish is 7-10. Atlanta plays New Orleans in week 18. I think Vegas probably has them as favorites in that game, even though the Saints are playing a lot better too. Who do they have as favorites? Yeah, Atlanta's a home field favorite, 3-point favorite. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a coin flip, but that team's playing for Morris, and Kirk's playing for his next deal.
Yeah.
That's just the reality, dude.
Hey,
listen, you can be mad at Kirk if you want, but
you always playing for something, Jay, as I state. You know, and listen, I so love to hear people say, what, y'all ain't nothing to play for, this, that, and the other. Look, man, you spent 1 year in this thing. You find out you're always playing for something. And once you get past that 1 year, you're always trying to prove that you're either better or what you're proving to be. You know, every year is something you got to put out there. Because once you play that 1 year, now they're looking to see if you're going to fall off. Are you going to start to grow? They see if you're getting stable. Are you still pushing forward? Somebody's always looking, so you got something to play for. So,
I mean, if you're the Rams, you're concerned is Stafford throwing three picks last night?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
they sat on a lot of stuff. They just knew. Because that last interception, Puka, the dude never moved. And I think Stafford, his thing is he's thrown so many balls to Puka Wade. If he just take one smidget later, the little kid, the speedster, he right over the top, he was wide ass open going into the end zone, and he just didn't get it. Like the pass that he missed him on, late in the game, the post corner.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit. He threw that ball so damn early. And then when you throw it early, you got to normally put a little arc on it. He threw that thing early with some zip.
Well, I also think, I mean, not you have Raheem Morris. There's a ton of people on that Falcons coaching staff that were with L.A. when they won that last Super Bowl. So there's a lot of familiarity there. And I think you got to look at Atlanta's young defense. They got some dudes to be excited about. The kid Pierce, the D lineman that they traded for, that linebacker Caden Ellis can play. The corner AJ Terrell's obviously a stud. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's so hard to make a determination if you are Arthur Blank and Falcons ownership, but you can't let the on field results fool you either with them playing really well down the stretch here. Like, maybe there is something there that you're building, you know? Like,
I mean, you start building and you find some, all of a sudden it clicks. And just like I said, you could go into a football field and you could be having all these great practices and get on the field. And you're like, damn, it's just not clicking. And you can't put your finger on it, but you just keep fighting, keep fighting. And then all of a sudden when it clicks, guess what? Nothing changed. You were doing the same stuff. Just it starts to work for you. And then you get a feel for it, you know, and things happen a little differently. But last night, if they could bottle that up, they could be in a lot of damn games. And they could, if they could have that going into next year, it could be good. But the owner gets to decide what he wants to do. He could say, hey, I'm willing to see how this is going to keep festering or how it's going to keep moving forward. Or he could say, to hell with it, why it took so long.
I mean, Raheem Morris, last year, the first year, they finished 8-9, and Kirk really fell apart physically, is what we've all been told last season. Penix comes in late, looks pretty good. This year, Penix is the starter. Then he gets injured. Kirk struggled early and has come in and played a lot better. It's important. Kirk didn't light the world on fire last night. He was 13-20 for a 126 with a touchdown throw.
If you can get Bijan running like that,
right,
you can put me and you back there.
But like,
to be honest with you,
Raheem's going to finish this year. Say it's 8-9. That's 2 8-9 seasons. I think you give him one more, but it's a pretty short leash going forward. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. There aren't that many jobs across the league that are definitively going to come up. We know the Giants. We know the Titans just because they've already fired guys. But it's I don't know. And then you combine that with, like, what happens with Kirk? Because he's certainly.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're going to want to keep playing.
You're going to want to keep playing. And then if you're Atlanta, so his deal is done now. Is that contract?
No.
Or is there anything left?
There's a little bit left, but it's hard to believe they would stick with it.
When is Penix going
to
be ready?
I don't know.
This is third injury, so third ACL.
His injury record is crazy.
So you don't,
going back to college.
Hell, you may be like going back to Kirk saying, hey, we want to keep you. You know? Be honest with you, dog.
Dude, you're not crazy because they still have guaranteed money on the deal.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, granted, the cap number's outrageous, but he still has 10 mil guaranteed on the deal.
Yeah, but what you do, see, this is where the smart people come into play. You come up with a way to extend and change that number up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They could get it done, because let's be real. He's at a point now where that deal, he got $50 million a year on average. He's about past that $50 million a year deal. So that's going to start going down. Hell, he's already there with guaranteed money. They could probably come out and give him the best deal. Unless, if somebody else want to give him 55, go ahead and go, dog.
Yeah, I mean, they have to cut him, though, before he gets out there, right? And so they kind of have some leverage, at least.
That's what I'm saying. You can extend that thing. Listen, you think if they go to Kirk and say, look, man, we understand how things went, know how it looked. We're going to give you this stuff up front. We're going to extend you. We don't have problems with Penix coming back, but we want to go with you now. If it's upfront money,
Kirk's going to
tell. Hell yeah. He's a pro at that.
Right.
So, come on, man.
What's crazy is if you look at the top five projected picks, and the way it is right now, Washington would pick seventh. That could change a little, especially if the Giants, the Jets, the Titans, or the Cardinals could win this weekend. And there's going
to
be some.
I want everybody to go hold your breath waiting on all that stuff to happen.
Honestly, I think McVay's going to sit everybody and the Rams play the Cardinals. I won't be shocked if they win that game. We'll see. But regardless, like, when you start to look at this stuff, there's a lot of quarterback questions. And then you're looking at, seems like the Indiana kid Mendoza is going to be your number one overall pick, right? And if the Raiders are sitting there, they desperately need a quarterback. I get it. I kind of think I might like the Oregon kid more. Now, he's got to declare for the draft, but he just seems outrageously talented. Dante Moore, I believe, is his name. But the far bigger dominoes, I think, will fold before the draft because the questions surrounding Lamar, and I'd say to a lesser extent, Joe Burrow, that's what's going to...
I'll say this. If either one of those teams move those quarterbacks, they better hope to God what they find is spectacular. Because I understand the injuries, but both of those guys, when they're on, they're as good as any. So you better hope you go find somebody that could at least play every damn game, and they got to be way above average. Because that's going to be a hell of you say we're going to let him go, you better make sure you got something in line.
So contractually, at least according to Over the Cap, Lamar still has about $30 million guaranteed this season. But maybe you're better off dealing too early than too late. I don't know that it'll actually happen, but it sure seems like there's a lot of smoke coming out of Baltimore. Well, they also have a game this week for the division, right? Is Lamar playing this week?
I don't know. But with Lamar's injury history, you think a team gonna give up two firsts for him? I understand how great he was MVP. And what he's been. Two-time MVP is past. If you gotta give up two, so you gotta be knowing for damn sure, or you better feel that you're for damn sure that he's gonna get back to what he was if you give up two first rounders.
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's crazy stuff that he must be thinking about. And Joe Burrow, the way Joe can be, you better make sure. Because if you can make that trade, give up two, and then boom, they back to where they were, then you look like a damn fool.
Yeah, I feel like because Cincinnati has committed so much to that offense, Burrow wouldn't. I feel like there's more of a chance of Lamar going than there is of Burrow going.
The thing about Burrow.
But they're about the same age, about the same contract situation. They both have guaranteed money left next year.
If you Burrow and you're sitting there with Chase and Higgins, where else are you going to go and have that?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So you be careful. Listen, man, that little thing, the grass is not always green on the other side.
Right.
Be careful wanting to force yourself out of something. Because you could be in a situation where you don't have those receivers. You don't have a running back. You don't have the offensive line. You know? And then the other side, the defense is great. But guess what? Your side of the ball could be garbage. Be careful.
Totally. I think, so, you know, I get all these odds emailed to me. And I got odds on Burrow and Lamar moving, as well as Max Crosby, which I found kind of interesting. But the big part of this is it's all an if bet. If he was to leave Cincinnati, I don't think Burrow's leaving. I don't think Lamar's leaving. I think it's just great kind of content fodder for the draft cycle. But with the Giants sitting there at number two, with the Raiders sitting there at number one, it does get a lot more interesting. Like, according to whatever the sports betting is, sportsbetting.ag or BetOnline, something, the Raiders are plus 250 to trade for Lamar. And they're sitting there with the number one overall pick. So that is a super valuable pick. You know what I mean? And then it says the Giants are the top team to get Joe Burrow. And they're sitting there with the number two overall pick. I can't imagine.
I think a lot of that is assumption. Dudes. because sure. they know that though. I think the Giants really like their little battering ram, Jackson Dart. They like him. And I don't know, just because those guys are at the top of the heap, that they really have to go make those moves. Because, like, if you go out there and you go get those guys, you're losing something on your defense. That's just the way I feel. So if your offense get much better and your defense get worse, what's are they in a better situation?
It's a great question.
You know?
For me, it's – I'm trying to figure out where Kirk lands. If you're drafted some of these young – like, didn't the Jets try to sign Kirk a couple of years ago?
Kirk going to probably end up right where he's at.
You think he just stays?
I'm just saying, which column is hurt? They don't know probably when he's going to be back healthy. I will be trying to work the thing out. I'll be right now talking to Kirk.
You think Shador has done enough to get a real chance at that job?
I think he's done.
He's gotten better, for sure.
Yeah.
But, dude,
when I just listen to him. I listen to the dude. The dude's a pro, man.
They still have another year with Deshaun. Like, yeah, that contract's not going anywhere.
That contract's not going anywhere, but they just have to say, look, we're done with this one because that's over with.
How do you spell Shador?
S-H-E-D-E-U-R.
E-D. Okay. I was trying to pull up his numbers through the season, through the start here. All right, six starts. Completing sub-60s, not great. But seven touchdowns, 10 picks. Give me game logs because I feel like he's been better of late. Damn, he threw two picks in that Steelers game and they still won?
Mm-hmm.
That is god-awful by Pittsburgh. All right, the interceptions are too high for me, but some we'll see differently.
Yep.
I don't know, man. This Week 18 comes at such a weird, fascinating time. And for the Commanders, Dan Quinn spoke at length yesterday, and we're going to get into kind of what Washington not even is playing for, because you've got, of the dudes that'll be on the field in Philly this week, of a 53-man roster, 40 of them don't know what's going to come next year. They got plenty to play for.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the reality of pro football. 100%. But, you know, what do you want to see? What do fans want to see? Who the hell's the quarterback going to be? What's this offensive line going to look like? There are significant questions for the Commanders getting ready for Philly. We're just getting warmed up. We're going to talk a little Wiz today. We're going to talk to Sam Cosmi today. Plenty for us to get into. B. Mitchell Finley, New Year's Eve. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.